McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. Welcome, Coach Warren.
Hey, Mr. Willis.
You know, looking back at last week's game, a big win against Islands High School, 22-0. But, you know, lots of things going on in that game. Let's dig into it and talk about how things went in that game.
Well, defensively, we played well all night. We had we gave up one big play Friday night on a hitch route that should have been covered. We were in a bad alignment. We had a hammer call that where the linebacker walks up on the line of scrimmage with three or four surface look. That means like a tight end wing back, tight end H back, and he checked hammer with none of that, and it left their best receiver with an underneath route, and he made us pay for it. That was the only really time we gave up a big play, and then. I felt like our defense played really well. We had multiple tackles for losses, multiple sacks. They had a hard time running the ball. Every now and then they would pop through for 7-8 yard gain, but most of the time we controlled the front.
You know, talking about defense a little more. They had two recruited athletes.
Yeah.
And talk to us a little bit about how you approached those kids in particular. I know the team defense was stellar, but, you know, how did you account for those two kids that are probably going to play on Saturdays next year?
Well, in that scenario I gave you, we blew the accountability. We had what we wanted to do. We hoped that they put him in the slot, which is the number two receiver position, because we would have a linebacker dropping immediately on him for the short game, and we had a safety over the top, so the linebacker didn't have to worry about getting beat deep. On that particular play, the linebacker was on the edge and not underneath, and the safety had to come down and make a play. They end up blocking him, and, you know, of course, he got outside the corner and had a big play. Other than that, we held the other receiver in check pretty well. I think that particular receiver only caught that play and maybe one or two more hitch routes, little 6-7 yard hitch routes. So we held them at bay pretty well. We felt like that he had to throw what we call a quick game. In other words, in the game of football, when a quarterback drops back, there's a 1-2-3 step plant throw. That's your 3-step, and that's the fastest game. It's almost impossible to get to someone in that with a blitz. But in the 5-step game, it's a much longer developing pattern, and the quarterback takes, you know, 5 steps from under center, but a couple from the shotgun. We were able to eliminate all of those. We had 7 sacks on the night with those. So we took those out, took the run game out. We were able to pressure the quarterback with 4 pass rushers instead of having to bring a linebacker. So that's how we kept them in check for the most part. In the defense that we were running, we gave up strong side C-gap a little bit in the scheme, and it was really my fault. I had Neo, he was one of our team captains, one of our best defenders. He was kind of playing a flat-footed safety, and all of a sudden when he was out, I realized we had a leak, and the younger kids, they hot made some great tackles, but they were not in the same area.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so Neil gets a light injury, and Xavion Height comes in, and we just didn't have him prepared well enough. He made plays, but he just hadn't had the reps that Neil's had for years, you know, in that spot. So I should have adjusted that a little better and didn't. But other than that, I felt like the defense was really solid.
Yes, sir. Pitching a shutout there. They didn't score. And you mentioned the seven sacks and multiple other impactful plays on defense really made a big difference. Take us into the offense, Coach. You know, you did some different things there with some different folks. Ernest McIntosh, who we'll talk about more during this show, had a what I would consider a monster game, but he's not the only one. I mean, it's talk to us about the offense for this game.
All right. Well, going into the game, we were pretty worried about our offensive line. They'd had struggled the week before with all those Savannah Christian five-star commits. You know, they'd struggled really bad. And then in the Long County game the week before, the offensive line played so-so. So going into that game, we were worried about the offensive line. But Coach McMahon did some things differently. He got the offensive line. The offensive line probably played their best outing of the three contests we've had so far. But what happened in the first half, we in the backfield, wing back and flanker positions, we busted numerous plays. Little things like cutting off our inside foot instead of our outside foot and falling down, lining up on the wrong side, not knowing the blocks. Literally, you know, have a great athlete out there, but if you didn't study the game plan, didn't know the blocks, it was very evident. We've got to correct that, and that's the big focus this week is being focused. And, of course, Neo goes out. Offense hasn't been moving the ball, and we go into our what we call our Wildcat red and black offense, and it really took off when we were there. Kids know it really well, and there's multiple kids that know it really well. So, you know, Ernest McIntosh ended up having 13 carries, 141 yards, or whatever it was, two touchdowns and two-point conversions out of it.
And if memory serves, he had another touchdown that was called back. Is that correct?
Yeah, he had one. We were going in the end zone on the four-yard line, ended up receiving, I think, three or four straight penalties. Took us out of that one. And then when Neo tweaked his leg just a little bit, he had ran a 60-yard touchdown. So there were 2 points, you know, two touchdowns taken off the board. And then, you know, our lead was not even with the offense. Our lead was defense caused a turnover, and Dominique Wilson scooped and scored it. And Ernest hit the two-point conversion.
Yeah, and Dominique Wilson on that scoop and score, he's one of our senior defensive players.
Yep,
plays on offense too.
He does. That was a big deal. He was, you know, we preach all the time. Hey, the first guy calls it, second guy scoop and score it, and that's exactly what
he did. And he took it to the house. I mean, he was gone as soon as he touched it. It was exciting. Ernest McIntosh, had the big game. The offensive line played well. And, losing Neo for any amount of time is tough. I mean, he's our two-way player. He's our captain. But the team responded well.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with the response of the team. And Neo's been rehabbing. He'll be a game-time decision this week, but he's really close to being able to play again.
Sounds good, Coach. Big ball game, 1-0. Moving into this week with Charlton. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Coach Warren, let's look forward to this week, the big showdown here, first home game at the Ship, McIntosh County Academy, against Charlton County, and they're rolling in here after winning their first game of the season as well. Preview us that game.
Well, they have a new coach, and they've got a lot of excitement right now in their program. They're playing well. They're dressing, around 50 plus or minus kids. They've got a running back. I forget his last name. His name is Omari something. He's number two. He's a sophomore. He's extremely talented. About as talented as a sophomore as you'll see. They put 61 points up on a AAA school, Brantley County, and allowed 13. So we've got a monstrous task on our defense to limit this scoring offense. And then our offense needs to come out and be classic Buccaneer football, where we control the clock, control the tempo, and keep that high-powered offense on the sideline. Defensively, they're a 3-4 defense, and they're young. They graduated a lot, but you can see from the summer OTAs, and you can see from the scrimmages and the first ball game that they've gotten better. Gotten quite a bit better, actually.
Yeah, I mean, Charlton County, we anticipate they will travel well.
Yeah, pretty for a good gate.
And McIntosh will show up in force this Friday night. Should be a big, boisterous, spiritful crowd for both teams, as these are two good programs going at it early in the season. Having them on the schedule is always a plus as we look to always compete against the best.
Yeah, it's a big game. I think the last two times we played, we beat them in the 2021 season, 29-21 down in the Swamp. And then they came up here in the second half of that schedule, and we were winning that ball game 8-6 for most of the game. And they had a kid by the last name of Lilly that was at running back. And in the last drive, the last part of the game, he scored. They took the lead and beat us. So I guess this is the flip match, coming up.
Oh, yeah, the rubber match, yeah. Always fun. Tell us, what are some highlights on some players, both from this past week and as regular season got started for everybody around the state, and also looking forward to this game this week. What are you looking forward to from some certain players?
Well, I'll start with leadership. I've been really, really pleased with some growth in that area. We were lacking that growth after the 2022 season. We had a lot of good leaders that year. And then last year, our leadership faltered some in the growth. We had some young men that were led by example, but not real verbal. And sometimes you need the verbal leaders, in there. And so one that's emerging right now, we've had several captains that are doing well, but Neo has been very verbal, Nehemiah West, and has taken that role very seriously. The kids respect him for it. We've had some other ones that have done so as well. Brandon Acree has been an anchor on the offensive line. He came, he was a little sick last week and came in. I didn't start him. He came up to me, "Coach, I'm ready." And he came in and played an excellent ball game, maybe his best game. And then you've got...
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You've got Anthony Jackson, who has a big start. I've heard him a few times becoming a little bit more verbal with, things just to help... Help the coaches, help the team, taking a little more ownership. That has been really nice. And then I've got some other young men that we've bounced back and forth with captains, hoping they'll stand up, and represent it as well. I think we're just weeks away from having some great leadership across the board with it. And then, on the offensive side, Ernest McIntosh has had, been stellar in the offseason. He had a good freshman year last year too. He got, hurt his ankle for a few weeks. But he's done well, Charlton County's going to get a high dose of him Friday night. He needs the ball in his hands. We've got some dynamic receivers, MJ Quarterman, Derek Irons, Andrew Roberson, Craig Battle, Dominique Wilson. We've got some talent in those areas. And, you've also got Neo at quarterback, and his backup, Makai Jackson, is not bad.
What's going to determine who wins this ball game, Coach? I'll never ask for a prediction on a score. You never know. But what are the intangibles that are going to determine who wins this ball game between us and the Charlton County Indians?
Well, the thing that for us to be successful, we had 17 penalties last Friday and still got a win. It was almost 200 yards of offense and 2 touchdowns taken off the board. So if those mistakes are minimized, Buccaneers got a great chance to win the football game. If we're still making those penalty mistakes and some other areas that will come, if we don't fix that, we'll be in trouble.
Yeah. How's the weekend practice going in preparation for this game, Coach?
We came in yesterday, excuse me, and the team looked at film, looked at the areas we needed to fix and improve upon. Then we got through our special teams period yesterday. We had punt and punt return specialties. We got our defensive lineup period in, and we got a little portion of offense before the lightning got us. So we finished with that. By that time, it was late, 5:30, 5:45, something like that. I don't ever like to keep them that long, but we haven't learned the routine yet. So we're getting a little better there. So we're going into practice today. We need two good days of practice coming up.
And what will be, what's your focus during those practices? Just to continue to get better at the mental aspect of the game, the physical pieces, the sets. I mean, what are you looking forward to improving on this week?
We know we're going to have to tackle well. The back is shifty, so we're going to a lot of open field tackling stuff. We'll tackle drills to wrap up, rally hats to the ball, getting a lot of bodies to the ball where the back doesn't have as many places to go. That's one. Physicality. The offensive line still needs to improve. It got a lot better this week, but we still need to focus on that, because I think we've still got, as much as we improved, we still got that much more we could improve. So those two elements, tackling and physicality, are going to be big this week.
Yeah, tackling's always very important. It's always something you can get better at, wrapping up and, not letting them get loose.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of power backs. Guys just, run the hole, get the positive yards. We've not seen a kid yet that can go in one area of the field and come out another area of the field. So we've got to be ready for that.
It sounds like this kid for Charlton it has explosive potential explosive plays.
He went through the Brantley County defense a couple times. They didn't play tag with him. So, yeah, he's a little bit scary.
We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Coach Warren, we've talked about last week, we've talked about this week, but let's talk about the program and what's going on with Bucs football from the broad view, tell us a little bit about the Young Bucks and what's coming up for them.
All right, let's start with the middle school, Todd. At the middle school, you know, we've got a new athletic director and new gym teacher in the male PE portion. Steve Owens, he's a veteran coach and working with our football program here at the varsity level and the middle school level. He has done an excellent job of recruiting young men. We're up over 30 football players now in the middle school. And those guys are getting pretty excited. You know, the head coach is Coach Carlisle, Rob Carlisle. He's a wrestling coach, and he's the head coach. Those kids like him really well. He can recruit wrestlers out of there, too, you know, when it gets season. Coach Marquise Jones, our basketball coach, is running the defense for the middle school. And it's a great opportunity for him to build a rapport with those kids as, you know, football ends and basketball comes up. And then Coach Jonathan Gerald wraps up the staff. He's at the middle school now, and so we've got four good coaches over there. Coach Owens will also be calling the offense. You know, nine of those middle schoolers, Todd, came to all the summer workouts for the varsity. And from what I hear, they are strutting around, showing everybody what to do and having a big time. And the coaches are really proud of them, and I'm proud of them. So we play tomorrow in a jamboree. There were eight teams here last year, but we've only got five right now, the four Glenn schools and McIntosh, the Hinesville schools backed out. So we'll have those schools here tomorrow on the Buccaneer practice field. It's a $5 admission, and each school is going to play four times. They'll have an eight-minute running clock on offense, an eight-minute running clock on defense. You're going to get roughly a half an hour of offense, half an hour of defense with some breaks in between.
Wow, what a great opportunity for our middle school kids and team to play against other local good teams, great programs as well, and get to show off. I mean, you know, you're talking about kids coming out in the summer. That's what it's all about. It's program building. It's, when they get into the Buck program, it's the Buck way.
Yeah, the coaches are telling me we're talented in the running back position and that the offensive line's got great size, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it should be big fun. How about the JV?
Well, the JV, those guys, I feel bad for them sometimes. But sometimes it's easy to get wrapped up in the varsity section of practice, and they're over there holding a dummy or twiddling their thumbs. And, you know, if you're a JV guy right now, you get to go through the fundamentals of practice. You get all the drills. You get to learn the position. And all of a sudden, you're not in the position. You're bag holding or watching. And I keep telling them to be patient that their season's about to start as well. So it does. It starts Thursday against a very good Savannah Christian team, a team that we upset last year, beat them by a couple of points. So I'm sure it'll be a great game at Savannah Christian with those guys. Todd, the way it works, if, you know, they're not in any kind of trouble or, you know, for disciplinary reasons, missing or getting trouble in school, they're all – the JV, everybody gets to play a play, at least a play, hopefully more than that. But those guys will be out there playing, and there'll be their time to say, you know what, I finally get to play that position I've been watching and drilling for 2 months.
It's always a big deal, for the younger players, but the older players too. You put in the time, hard work pays off.
Yeah.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But yeah, the hard work pays off. I mean, it's you put in the time, you do the work, and eventually it pays off. And it sounds like this week for the middle school and the JV, as these kids are working and progressing, you know, and ultimately their goal is, you know, to be on the varsity at some point in the future.
Yep.
You know, whether it's this year, next year, the following year, sounds like they're going to have some good payoff here by playing some really good teams.
Yeah, the JV schedule, Todd, is loaded. We play Savannah Christian, Long County, Liberty County, Glenn Academy, Brantley County, Bradwell Institute, and Brunswick. So they've got, you know, we might be the little dog in the fight. There's a lot of fight in our little dog. So, you know, we've done well playing that over the years. I think for most years we've gone 4-3, 5-2, and, you know, 3A, 6A schedule.
Yeah, and lining up, you know, I mean – one team, you know, starters versus starters. I mean, we are always in the running, and nobody has more athletes. Nobody has anybody that works harder. I mean, our kids get after it, and a lot of that is credit to their work ethic, but also to the coaches' efforts.
Yeah, it's been, our kids work really hard. I'm proud of them. It's a pleasure to coach them. Everybody has their things they wish were better, but you know, as a whole, you can say these kids are fun to coach.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the younger players. You know, again, talking about the program as a whole. You know, and building something very special here at MCA, which is happening. It's been happening for the past few years under your leadership. They're in the weight room. You know, they're working on speed and agility. I mean, they're doing the things behind the scenes and the work that only gets noticed in the game of play.
Yeah, we've got, you know, those kids go through our turf speed and agility program 4 days a week. They go through the weight room 4 days a week. They can come lift on Fridays, and a lot of the athletes do. We call it Feel Good Friday. It's a download day. It's designed to stretch you out, make you feel better, no core lifts. So they enjoy that. And then, Todd, these guys, the way the state of Georgia is set up through the Georgia High School Association, you can play six quarters a week. So you've got the varsity kids that aren't going to play JV. And you've got some varsity kids that just play a little bit of varsity. And they might get to play two or three quarters. Then you've got kids that do not get to go on the varsity field most nights. And they'll play, you know, they can play up to four quarters in the JV game. So, you know, with those guys coming in, it's fun to see them develop and see who's going to make plays. And my favorite part of the JV season, you know this, I like to be the game administrator for the JV home football games. And I can armchair quarterback my coaches who armchair quarterback me. And one of the cultures I was able to implement here and in other places is the seniors are required to come participate. And at first, it's like pulling teeth to get them to do the chains and to do the announcing and things like that. Now they're like lined up, I want to do the announcing, I want to do the chains. And it's always fun to see them. And a few of them will come work the sidelines and be the water boy or rah-rah them on, you know, or fuss at them because they didn't do something right. So it's fun to watch them run the program, so to speak.
Well, and a lot of the youngsters look up to these older kids as leaders, as role models that you mentioned earlier in the show.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is pretty big. And we've kind of taken that role pretty well recently. You know, last year or two, Nehemiah West has been great at announcing.
Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis, signing off.